This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Later this month, Bill C-300 will come before the House of Commons for a third reading and vote. C-300 is a private member's bill, sponsored by Conservative MP and Agricultural Committee Chair Jerry Ritz. If passed, the bill will amend the Canadian Wheat Board Act to allow wheat and barley producers to sell grain directly to processors, bypassing the Wheat Board. Currently, the Wheat Board is the single seller of Western Canadian grain and barley to food processors. Wendy Holm is a BC agrologist, economist, and writer. She joins me now from her home in Bowen Island. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Can you explain, for people not that familiar with the Canadian Wheat Board Act, what the significance of this bill is?
The bill is probably the shortest bill that's ever been introduced into the House. It's basically one short clause. It has a tremendous impact on the Canadian Wheat Board Act. What it will do is open the door for dual marketing of grain in Canada. The Wheat Board is really the only thing that stands between farmers and concentrated grain companies. And the Wheat Board serves the interest of prairie farmers. The vast majority of farmers are behind the Wheat Board. This bill will destroy the single desk selling authority of the Canadian Wheat Board, and with that, the market leverage of Canadian farmers.
And so if this bill passes and the Wheat Board is ultimately weakened, what will this mean for the agricultural sector and for Canadian food security?
Oh, well, it means that our grain sector will be taken over by large transnational corporations, large grain companies. You will not have the decisions on the farms in Canada will be made to reflect the shareholders' interest, not the sustainable farming interest of that land. It's a very, very bad thing for Canada. And, I mean, as an agrologist, I'm saying this, it's a very bad thing for Canada. And also, the Wheat Board Act specifically prohibits the minister from doing anything that would change the way grain is marketed in Canada without a prior vote of producers. And as Harper is so fond of saying, this new government is completely disregarding that prohibition. They're going in and changing legislation that they're not allowed by statute to change. And without consulting the producers, they've just told the producers, this is what's happening, we've decided to do this. And I think, supply management is next, and that's dairy, poultry, eggs. They're the anchors of our farm communities.
And so what could happen then is the whole farm sector would be forced to compete.
What would happen is the large multinational interests that are buying products from farmers. I mean, we only have two dairies in all of Canada, unless, you look at Avalon, little small niche dairies, which are wonderful. Saputo and Parmalat control all of the milk production in Canada. They're transnationals. Without the protection of the Canadian Dairy Commission, those companies would drive the price of milk down to the point. They would capture the margin that now stays in farmers' pockets. It wouldn't make any difference to consumers. In fact, in the short term, in the long term, of course, consumer price would go up because they'll produce that wherever they can get it cheapest. So it turns family farming into corporate farming. It's a very, very serious bill. And actually, my error, I had understood it was third reading. It's actually second reading. But
okay.
It's a very important vote in the House this fall.
According to the Wheat Board's website, it's the largest single seller of wheat and barley in the world.
It is, and our wheat is so respected. Our grains are so respected. We're one of the only countries that, in many ports, they don't even pull it out and test it. They just know if it's Canada, top grade, that's what they're getting. We're tremendously respected around the world. This killing of the Wheat Board, it's not as though there's any farmers who want this. This has been an agenda of the Americans for over 20 years on the record. The American grain companies and the American farmers want to see the wheat board go because they want to get high-quality Canadian wheat to mix with their lower-quality American wheat to upgrade the price of the of what they're getting for their products. And they want to use our transportation system. So, you know, Harper is delivering the agenda of, again, once again, the American business interests. And in this case, Canadian agriculture is right on the line. And as an agrologist, I think this is very, very, very serious.
If farmers don't support it, what's the political motivation for Harper?
Well, if you look at the concentration of capital and its influence on the campaign promises of political parties, I think that's pretty evident. The farmers completely do not support this.
Within Canada, who wants to see the wheat board's single selling authority revoked?
There are a few in any group where there is benefits to producers under legislation. There are those who want to rally around the outside and say, well, we should be able to be here. There are some grain growers who live right next to the U.S. border who think they could do better trucking their grain directly across to the United States and rather than do the price pooling that the Canadian Wheat Board does for grain growers. Whether you're in the north or in the south, you still receive the same price for your wheat. So there are some people that feel they could operate better outside the system. That's always the case. The fact that the Canadian Wheat Board elects its directors and the majority of directors support single desk is, you know, an indication clearly of the wishes of the farmers on this.
Has the Wheat Board itself responded to the bill?
Absolutely. Yeah, they've. I don't have it in front of me, but they've been trying to put forward their position on this. I can't speak for the Wheat Board, but for sure, the rally in Saskatoon on July 27th. That was organized by the National Farmers Union and the Canadian Federation of Agriculture. There was a lot of Wheat Board directors there speaking very strongly.
And that rally was related to a meeting that Agriculture Minister Chuck Strahl had held with interested parties to discuss this. And this was a closed meeting.
This is the so-called consultation process.
Yeah, and yeah. It was by invitation only, was it not?
It was only people who agreed with the government's position. Yeah, absolutely. Only those who agreed with Strahl and it's Harper, eh? I mean, Strahl's strings are being pulled by Harper on this pretty clearly, obviously. So, yeah, it was a closed-door meeting, and that's why there was a rally by Canadian wheat farmers and to highlight that closed-door meeting. I went back for that as a journalist.
Have farmers been given a chance to express their position to this government?
They certainly are doing it through the Canadian Federation of Agriculture, through the National Farmers Union. I was just asked to draft a letter for the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. Certainly this new government, as they're so fond of saying, knows exactly what the positions of farmers are on this. But what they're saying is they are going ahead regardless. I have a news release from Chuck Strahl dated September 8th. Canada's new government is committed to moving forward on our promise. I mean, they're acting in complete and direct violation of the Act. It's astounding to me as an agrologist. I've never, ever seen anything like this. And if it happened in any other sector, they would have not a chance. You know, this is a minority government, so the point is to get all MPs aware of what's happening here so that they all vote in the, you know, right way on this.
Most private members' bills are defeated in the House of Commons. Is there any reason to expect that this one is different?
Oh, because this is only called a private member's bill. It's coming out of the Agriculture Committee. It's coming forward out of the Agriculture Committee, which is, you know, put the members on the Agriculture Committee are appointed by the government.
Why isn't it introduced as a government bill then?
I don't know enough. There's probably all sorts of reasons.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you could. I won't even get into speculating. I could speculate on two or three, but it's not very informed speculation, so
okay.
I don't know enough about it.
Fair enough. And so as you said that under the Wheat Board Act that this is not allowed, this sort of change.
Absolutely. I mean, 47.1, the minister shall not cause to be introduced in Parliament a bill that would exclude any kind, type, class, or grade of wheat or barley, unless consultation with the board and B, the producers have voted in favor of the exclusion or extension.
Would the, or is there any indication that the government will put this to the vote of the majority of grain farmers?
They have said they will not. They have said that they have this was one of their campaign promises. They were elected in the West, and so they feel they have a mandate. This new government has a mandate to do this, and they are saying they will not. They were just going ahead and doing it. I mean, I've got this release in front of me dated September 8th. That was just yesterday. We're moving forward.
What do you recommend people do if they oppose the bill, if they want to make themselves heard?
Well, everyone should oppose this bill. Everyone who eats for a living should oppose this bill. Everyone who believes in community and rural, the fabric of rural community, should oppose this bill. You know, if we lose our farms, we lose our ability to provide our own food security, food sovereignty, environmental and ecological integrity of the way in which these farms operate. This is tremendously, tremendously important. I think this is the most serious violation of farm policy I've seen in my practice as an agrologist over 30 years. So I think that everybody should be concerned, and I think that they should call their member of parliament and they should tell them, look, this is a really important issue. This, you know, this is where this runaway train of this new government must be stopped. This is a crossroads. Bill C-300 is a crossroads. They have to be stopped on this because it's completely unfathomable to me how that they can be going in complete opposition to everything that is legal on this issue.
Well, thank you for speaking
not
with me
legal,
today.
Not just legal, but right on a policy standpoint, you know.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good for Co-op Radio. Well, good for you for doing it.
It's good to have you.
Thanks.
I've been speaking with agrologist Wendy Holm. This is Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.